we got Sid in the studio.
Heyo.
And interesting, over the week or over the weekend, you were uploading some very mysterious Instagram stories.
Okay, look, it definitely was not that mysterious. I'm a student at university, and so I'm just in the middle of my exams, and I thought, you know what, like a nice kind of hot cup of matcha might be something that will get me focused, get me ready. And, you know, as we do, we just kind of Instagram everything. And so I did. I Instagrammed my cup of matcha. And Bryce messages me and goes, "Hey, dude, like, want to talk about your like, weird health drink on air tomorrow?" And I'm like, "Bryce, don't make fun of me. Don't do that."
I think it was so funny because it was like in the dark, though. It was just like the flash on, and it was just holding it. It was like you were holding it in front of you and took a photo with just in the complete dark. Why were you drinking matcha in the pitch black dark?
I'm a mysterious man. I like mystery.
Yeah.
I like mystery matcha.
Well, hey, by the way, we're going through all the headphones in here. That's what that sound is, to try to find one that works.
Every
and have
week.
You found it
every week? I think I got this one.
I think people steal them from this studio knowing, and there is someone else. We have had times before where we've confronted people live on air,
and that was also, it's always me who has the headphones. Yeah. You know, it's like
well, hey, so you actually you've sort of got a bit of a knowledge about health drinks.
Well,
you don't just drink the one that you had. You sort of got a few in your arsenal.
I mean, look, I grew up in an ethnic household, and so like there was a serious kind of skepticism towards Western medicine.
Really?
Just emanating from my mother. Yeah, like every time I got sick, it wasn't take antibiotics or go see the doctor. It was just like, drink this, you're too hot, you're too this, you're too that, like take a bath. So yeah, like I grew up drinking some really funky stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for you to try it.
I mean,
Bryce.
Yeah, here we go. We've got it lined up across the desk, a whole bunch of different flasks and cups and colours. These are not clear liquids, let's just put it that way.
Lots of gross sediment in there for you to try.
Well, tell us what we got first. I can't actually tell because I know nothing about being healthy.
Well, why don't we start with what I was drinking on the weekend?
Yeah.
And that
it's
matcha, which is basically like, it's like an East Asian powdered green tea. It's very, very high grade, which means that the tea leaves that are picked right at the peak of their season. They're fermented and ground into a very, very fine, almost misty powder.
Mm.
So, I mean, those of you who are joining us at home probably know that matcha is like, it's taking off at the moment. So, you know, you see matcha everywhere from Starbucks to desserts to, you know, like matcha flavored Kit Kats and chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've had that. So that's what anything green you would assume is like matcha.
Matcha,
possibly.
Yeah. Like gone are the days where green stood for mint.
It's
right?
like a glow stick light green.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
So, I mean, the reason why people drink it traditionally though is because it's got lots and lots of health benefits, and I guess the most kind of the most popular way of doing it in Japan is in a traditional tea ceremony.
Yeah,
and that's where they kind of mix up like a thick liquid of this matcha, so it's like what, 2 or 3 teaspoons of the powder to 50 mils, and you kind of, you know, cup it and kind of take in all the flavors and all the aromas, and it's meant to be a really like sensory experience. But you know, if you want to try and find matcha just out in the streets of Sydney or you know, like wherever you are, you can definitely find it at your local dessert bar. You can go and have a matcha latte. You can.
Is it still as healthy to have it that way?
Well, I mean, not really, because it's the kind of matcha that you get out in the mass market, as people call it. Well, they call it mass matcha. It's usually powdered with sugar as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just the tea leaves. So it's kind of diluted, like the effect is. But enough of me talking. I want you to actually try
Let's
this.
Let's do it.
But I want you to try it by, like, you know, doing it in the proper way. You know, like cup the...
I was going
to
say, I hope this isn't weird that we're taking this very ceremonious drink.
No.
And like,
I'm going to hand it to you with both hands, and you're going to accept it. You're going to bow a little bit.
Okay.
And then you're going to, you know, like take in all the aromas and savor. Okay. I want to hear this.
So take a deep breath. What
yes,
I like.
I want to hear you say. Savoring.
I've got to say, I'm...
All right, let's do this.
Trying to be... was that a good good acceptance of it?
That
this
was a
is this
great
is definitely a pretty... I was sick recently, and this is probably the color of my more heinous coughs, cough and stuff up that was about this color. No offense. Man, all right, here we go.
All right, let's do
oh,
this.
Oh, should I sniff it? Hold on.
Mm-hmm. What do you smell?
Dankness. I don't know how to describe that.
Awesome. Does dankness? Oh, he's taking it. He's taking it.
Whoa! All right.
Oh wow. Okay.
So I feel like it's got a tea vibe, but definitely with a bit more spicy. Not spiciness, but it'll tingle in your mouth afterwards.
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
That make
right.
sense. Like
it's got a really interesting texture.
In a few dot points, mm-hmm. what am I expecting to happen to my body after having a little cup of this?
So look, because it's a powdered green tea, you actually ingest the tea leaves, not just the infused water.
Yeah.
So because of that, what you're taking in is a lot of the antioxidants from the tea itself.
Okay.
Particularly the antioxidants that you're taking in are catechins. And the reason why these are really great is because any kind of... I don't want to be judgmental here, but like if you've got particular lifestyle habits, then you may be metabolizing a lot of oxygen, which basically turns a lot of the molecules into your body into free radicals. Meaning that...
I was going to say, I don't know what the hell that means.
This is like ninth grade chemistry class for me, but... What it means is that those molecules are highly reactive, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, for instance, if you've got free radicals like in your DNA molecules, or if you've got free radicals in, you know, like in particular blood cells, then they can react and maybe morph. And so,
They sound cool, free radicals.
Yeah, they do, right?
Like
they
sound kind of. I want free radical cells, and I want to be cool.
They kind of sound like anarchists, right?
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, like what matcha does is. Or what antioxidants do
yeah.
is that they kind of neutralize these free radicals and stop them from kind of stealing electrons from other compounds in your body. So taking in matcha,
I'm getting an aftertaste now. Damn, a little bit more grassy aftertaste.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like grassy kind of, you know,
I'm tasting the plants.
A little bit of seaweedy. But yeah, like the antioxidants will definitely help in reducing
man.
The... the risk of things like cancer or, you know, like heart diseases and that kind of thing.
Damn.
Another thing that's really great about matcha is that it really does improve your focus and your energy.
Oh, so this is why you were pulling it out in our study times.
Exactly. One of my friends actually just came back from a year in Japan, and this is exactly what she did to get ready for a test. She just drank matcha.
How many cups is like a
good
amount? Oh,
probably two a day. Morning, evening, that kind of thing. And the reason for that is because it's got particular amino acids in it, particularly L-theanine, which actually... help improve your dopamine and serotonin levels. Yeah,
so I should be feeling a little high, like a little bit happy after this.
Exactly. Basically, like you just took a bunch of pills.
Hell yeah! Well, let's let's move to drink number two, and then
right.
we might play a song after drink number two because we've still got a few to nut out here.
Let's do that. Okay, so drink number two is our famous.
No, that's a terrible idea. Drum roll, and I hope that was, if you were wearing headphones, you would have loved that sound.
Oopsie,
no, I like
bad.
That. That was actually, you know what? There's not enough theater of the mind in radio. It's too much basic kind of rule following.
You know what? Like, you're about to be healed by this turmeric milk.
Exactly. We need to change things up. Okay. We're about to do something wild here.
Yep.
Now, this stuff is, also, I love the I don't know if you want to call it a cup that this is coming in. Is this straight from home?
No, I actually just found that in the 2SER kitchen.
Oh, Christ.
It was kind of hiding in the back, on the top shelf.
This could be a biohazard by the looks of that. Because I was like, what's this crust on the outside of it? Is that like...
I was warming this up in the microwave
and
it kind of overflowed. Sorry.
So if anyone's going to use the microwave, this is what's waiting for you. Okay, great. So this is a pretty...
Describe it to me.
This is a bright yellow, like a highlighter liquid color.
Yep.
Smell... Wally dooly, the smell of something pretty...
Really earthy, right?
Yeah.
So turmeric is it's a root. It's a spice, kind of like if you were to basically combine ginger and sweet potato. That's what it looks like.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
it's been
yeah.
used for millennia in India, for everything from cooking to, you know, its medicinal benefits
yeah.
to even beauty, actually. Like a lot of Indian people mix turmeric with milk and honey and then put it on their face to brighten their skin.
Oh.
And yeah, so basically it contains an active ingredient called curcumin,
yeah.
Which is an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant. I can't wait for you to try this one.
This is going
to
be good.
Let's do it.
Wally.
Love it.
Holy F. Wow. Okay, you know what, these things that happens in your brain where you sort of, have you ever had like, you know, you thought you were about to take a sip of water and it's like orange juice and it makes the orange juice taste like way more just harsh?
It's like, kind of like the taste equivalent of like walking and thinking that there's a step there
no
one there.
That, yeah. Like to me, I felt like I just drank like the sauce from a curry instead of like a drink, you know? Like it was, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Well, it's a damn healthy sauce, let me tell you.
I mean, I shouldn't be reacting like this. It is good for me.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up drinking this stuff, right?
Oh, like, God, for this, fun?
No, not for fun. I hated it.
Yeah,
I
right.
absolutely hated it. So, like, this is, in Hindi, we call it haldi dood, which literally translates to turmeric milk.
Yeah.
And it was used for everything from, like, you know, stomach problems to colds and coughs.
Yeah.
So, again, it's an antioxidant. It's a massive anti-inflammatory as well. And it can help with, other speculated benefits are it fights cancer and heart disease as well. So,
do you think, did you genuinely... We'll come back to the next drink, but before we get to the song, I want to know, did you drink this stuff instead of like having, for example, if you had a headache, would you drink a tea or something instead of having like a Panadol? If you could, like if
well,
you're at
if,
home?
If my mum was at home, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you find
basically
it felt like it was working?
Sure.
Well, we got a few more to sink our teeth into. Sid, you got so much knowledge about this stuff, man. But also we should say, this is obviously, Sid's not a doctor. So if you're actually thinking, man, I have like my leg's about to fall off, I'll just drink some tea. Nah, probably.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. But you know, in saying that, like.
Just go to the doctor.
Yeah. Maybe the doctor will prescribe some
actually,
tea.
To be fair, my doctor has told me to drink turmeric before.
You're listening to a CR, and we're in the middle of trying some healthy stuff. You know, health, superfoods, all those words. People throw them around, but do they actually taste any good? So far, we've had a matcha tea, which is like very, very popular, apparently quite common. I'd say it definitely has some tea-ish qualities, but if you want something that's going to really taste a little bit different, we've got the turmeric latte. Is that the word for what you've concocted?
I mean, sure. It's the Western equivalent. Turmeric milk, golden latte, haldi dood, if you're, you know, like really into that.
Yeah, man. So if you, you were saying off air that you've got to be careful if you go to a regular Joe cafe and say, oh, I'll have the turmeric latte, because you say that maybe they can, you know, put some, I don't know, a custom.
Well,
they want to switch
look,
it up for
I
Western
mean,
taste.
I'll preface all of this by saying that the reason why these drinks are so popular at the moment is because they taste good when you get them from a cafe. So like if you go and get
healthy.
If you go and get a turmeric latte, it's you know, it tastes sweet, but you still get that kind of herbal flavor to it. And the reason for that is because it's pumped full of sugar, right? Like it's got so much honey and so much sugar syrup. And it's the same thing with matcha lattes as well. Like if you go to Starbucks or if you go get a matcha dessert, it just has a ton of sugar in it. So I mean, technically like these kind of health drinks, They're trends for a reason, but they're not really being done properly on the mass market.
Mm.
But this next one might change your mind.
Oh, mate, this one, I've seen it everywhere. It's the kombucha
craze.
Boy. We're in the middle of, I haven't set my lips to it yet, but, you know, I see a lot of people really messing with it. You can get it now at, like, burger shops and stuff. It's pretty much, yeah, I don't know if, I haven't seen on the label, but is this company like secretly owned by like a big conglomerate?
This is actually secretly owned, not so secretly, by Woolworths. So sorry, guys. It is authentic, though. I had a look at all of the ingredients and there's nothing peculiar there. Do you want me to read them out?
You know what is peculiar?
The
it's
bottle.
Got a 2-star health rating. I thought this was meant to be friggin' superfood o'clock. What's going on? 2 stars?
Well, I mean, look.
This is madness.
This has 5.9 grams of sugar.
Oh,
and
well.
for a health drink, a purportedly healthy beverage, that is just way too much, right?
Let's get the crack as well.
All
you're
right,
telling
all
me
right.
There's a lot of bubbles in these?
So much bubbles. I hope my my hands are a little sweaty. Ah.
All the nerves, bro.
Did we hear that?
Oi.
Yeah. Kombucha.
Open it up, boys.
Now, Bryce, I took pity on you and I got you the most palatable flavor because they had some seriously funky ones. Like,
really?
they had a turmeric one for one.
What is kombucha for people that don't know?
So kombucha is basically a fermented tea drink.
Oh, I can smell
right?
it from here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can smell the apple, right? It's originally from China, but it's found itself to be very popular in places like Russia, Eastern Europe, even North Africa, just through trade routes and whatnot. And basically the way that they make kombucha is they brew some tea, some black or green, add sugar and a culture to it, and then let it ferment for 2 weeks. Mm. Now, for those playing at home, you would know that any kind of fermented liquid develops alcohol. That's how beer is made. Kombucha also has a tiny bit of alcohol, but I think it's less than 0.5%. So because of that, it's not technically classed as an alcoholic beverage.
Right.
But if you were to drink like 500 of these, you'd be tanked.
But a kid could buy this.
Yeah, a kid could buy
this. Oh, okay.
But a kid could also ferment his or her own vodka at home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't have any experience with
that. I'd say it's almost worse for a kid to... you know, because like a kid could have 500 of these or like 2 Red Bulls and the effects would be equally disastrous.
Well, so. I'm pretty sure that if a kid had 500 kombuchas, he or she would explode. So,
I mean,
don't try that at home, guys.
No, yeah. Unless
Bryce,
you're...
what do you smell?
It's hard to say. I might bring it a bit closer here. Damn. Yeah, sour. A little bit dank here. We got a little bit of... So it's like a wine or I don't know.
Yeah,
like
that's right. So, I mean, it's very similar to
cider.
Like a vinegar. Yeah, like an apple cider almost. You'll notice that it's bubbling, so it's effervescent.
I just love it how they've got an arrow pointing to the bottom. It says, don't worry, the sediment is part of the natural goodness. So obviously people are a bit worried about, I can't see the sediment, or is that what this huge clump is?
That's exactly what it is. I think it's called a mother, similar to... you know, apple cider vinegar, when it has a mother, it's... I don't know exactly what it is, but...
Damn. Certified organic.
So, look, health benefits of kombucha, the main one is that it's a probiotic. And some of the positive bacteria that it has in it are Lactobacillus, Acetobacter, and Zygosaccharomyces. Now, if you're following along, basically... these are good, okay?
I was going to say, for all the bacteria nerds, you know what's going on.
Exactly.
These are the big players in the industry.
I know,
these
it's your
ones.
Time to shine.
Yeah.
All right, give it a taste and then I'll continue. Yeah.
This is about to get a little bit savage.
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, man, yeah. It just reminds me of like a diluted apple juice, sort of cidery.
Oh, my God.
You know, I guess... Is that the vibe? I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
it's definitely apple flavor. They've got that right. But if I'm drinking this, I don't want to do it for no reason. You know, what am I expecting to have happen to my body right now?
So it's a probiotic. Actually, no. Let's take it back a little bit more.
Yeah.
In your body, you've obviously got your gut, which is your digestive tract,
yeah.
And we assault our gut with bad diets, bad lifestyle choices, all this kind of thing. And what that does is it actually depletes the amount of good bacteria that actually helps digest nutrients from our food. So a product that's a probiotic actually replenishes a lot of the good bacteria, like the aforementioned Lactobacillus, Acetobacter, et cetera, et cetera. What that's going to do is it's going to help with your nutrient absorption and it's going to support a really good immune system. And it can actually, helps to produce vitamin B12, increase your energy, and it can help prevent a lot of stomach problems as well. So, for instance, stomach ulcers, staph infections, E. coli, and a personal one. So last year, I got food poisoning and had Campylobacter, something that could have been prevented if I had more Lactobacillus.
It's proven it can actually be okay. Like,
yeah,
you're not wasting your time to have this stuff.
And one thing that my doctor actually said after I had all the kind of consultations and procedures was that I need to replenish the good bacteria in my stomach in order to get healthy again. And one of the things that she said was drink kombucha, eat yogurt, you know, that kind of thing.
Damn.
So, I mean, out of the three, the turmeric latte, the matcha, and the kombucha, I think the kombucha is the most palatable.
I was literally about to say that. Yeah. I think if you're going for something that is more reminiscent of a drink you might have in your normal life than definitely the kombucha. I think it depends though. It's hard to say which one is like best taste versus best health benefits.
You'll also notice though that the kombucha is literally the only one that I haven't prepared here. So I hope that's not a bit of a slight.
Possibly true.
Look, it's because again, it's pumped full of sugar. So this particular one,
I guess any of these would taste good if you pumped them full of sugar.
Yeah, exactly. I tried. Like I've made that turmeric drink for so many people. Yeah. And I think the feedback that I keep getting is, oh man, this tastes like something I can't say on radio.
But, where do you find that thing?
Rhymes with grass.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that one?
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can. Okay, fine.
I think us is, it's a common enough.
Great, us. Well, anyway, look, if you pump it full of sugar, it's going to taste great. But there's kind of like there's a balancing act. There's like an equilibrium, right? Like you want to make sure that you're not ingesting too much sugar.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce, which was your favorite?
I think that, look, yeah, like you say, the kombucha's got the more sugar, so probably. But I think, I thought I was going to have a more adverse reaction. I thought they were all, I'm keen to explore and develop my palate a little bit further. I think probably the matcha's second most palatable.
Mm-hmm.
The turmeric is, it's more of an acquired taste, I think. But,
okay. You
know, we just got to, you got to sometimes, you know, hold your nose, drink the medicine, etc. I guess, even though these are meant to be not medicine.
A spoonful of sugar definitely makes the medicine go down.
I think that's what we've...
If you're buying it from a Bondi hipster cafe.
That's what I'd say. We've ascertained that sugar is a pretty magical thing. But, Sid, you've taught us so much, brother.
My pleasure.
We'll see you soon.